Hello, NDA. This is Mr. Navarro. This is our first episode of the Nightly News for the 15-16 school year. Let's get started.
Hey, I'm Giuliano.
And I'm Alessi.
Today, we will be talking about an event that occurred about a week ago, the Jingle Mingle. As most of you know, it was a Christmas theme.
We saw many cool outfits like ugly sweaters, and we had awesome music thanks to our two DJs. The music was so great that some of the teachers started to dance with the students.
There were also lots of great foods, such as sodas, popcorn, hot chocolate, cookies, pizza, and chips.
At the very end of the event, we played a really cool game. Ms. Hobbs gave each of us envelopes, and she read the night before Christmas. And whenever she said left, you'd pass your envelope to the left. And whenever she said right, you'd pass your envelope to the right.
Then, after the story, the envelope that you were left with was the envelope that you opened, and whatever was inside it was the thing you got to keep.
We also had events in the past, such as the neon party.
It was really cool. Everybody dressed up in neon-colored clothes.
Unfortunately, we aren't sure what the upcoming events are, but when we do, we will inform you about them.
That's all. Thanks for listening to our segment.
Hey, NDA.
It's Diane.
And Daniel.
We're going to talk about food, including Pizza Day and In-N-Out Day.
I'm pretty sure you guys are all familiar with Pizza Day and especially In-N-Out Day.
As you know, we have these days to allow us to have something different from the lunch our parents packed us.
There are some other ways we can get special food, like birthdays or snack shops and bake sales.
We were given the special privilege of bringing in food for our class during birthdays.
You can bring in donuts or cupcakes, but everyone has to get one. The extras usually will go to the teachers.
Bake sale is when kids from different grades bring in baked goods for you to buy.
The goods usually cost 50 cents in the morning and 25 cents at recess.
My personal favorite is Snack Shop. At Snack Shop, you can buy anything from candy to chips.
Yeah. You can get candy like Skittles or Sour Patch or a Gatorade if you're thirsty. I mean, doesn't this sound good?
Yeah.
Well, all you have to do for these delicious items is bring money for that day.
Even if you forget, but find a couple of quarters in your backpack, you can buy something with that.
At Bake Sale, you can buy one thing. And at Snack Shop, you can buy two items for 25 cents, like some Airheads, or a 50 cent item. Thanks for watching.
From Cyan.
And Daniel, and have a good rest of the day. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Hi guys, I'm Sophia.
And I'm Haley.
Today we're going to talk about the electives.
That's right, Sophia. We're going to interview teachers from technology, speech and debate, music, drama, and math lab.
Yep, so let's get started. First, let's go to math lab.
We are visiting the math lab elective taught by Mr. Montoya. So Mr. Montoya, right now what are you guys focusing on in math lab?
This week in math lab we are working on tessellations and making our own tessellations in the form of gift wrapped. If you look closely at gift wrap, you notice that it is a repeating pattern. A tessellation is a repeating pattern that does not overlap and has no empty space.
Thank you, and now let's head over to technology.
So, Mr. Navarro, what are you doing right now in your tech elective?
Well, in our tech elective, we've done a couple of things. We just came from the Apple Store for a great field trip, and we're going to be applying those iMovie skills into our class. And at the moment, we're working on our first podcast, which is going to be part of the nightly news that goes into our iTunes channel. So I'm really excited to see how this first round of podcasts goes.
Now let's go to the speech and debate elective.
Hi, Ms. Barboa. We just wanted to ask you a question. What are your students learning right now in speech and debate?
Well, right now, we are just finishing our first unit on impromptu speaking. So basically, each one of the students is asked to give a speech in which they only know the topic for about 30 seconds ahead of time, and they have to speak for about 4 minutes. And so as of today, all of them will have finished their impromptu speech, and next we're moving on to extemporaneous.
Oh yeah, I remember doing that.
Sophia, where are we going next?
Well, right now, I'm with Viviana, who is in the drama elective. So, Viviana, what play are you guys doing? And also, what are you learning about?
We are doing the play Dorothy in Wonderland, and right now, currently, we are learning about makeup techniques and costume.
Okay, thank you. Now on to the next elective.
We are in music asking Ms. Hoy a question. What are your students doing in your elective right now?
My students are writing a musical of their own that they are picking the songs or writing their own raps for.
Thank you, Ms. Hoy, and to everyone else we talked to.
We'll see you in the next episode. Bye!
Hello, it's me, Justin, with some important facts about sports with my partner, Jaden. I am going to start off with talking about the Boys A basketball team. I'm going to ask some questions to Matthew on the A team for boys, and Jaden is going to ask Brooklyn for the Girls A basketball team. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Mr. Reynolds and Mr. Fabrizio.
Can I ask you some questions?
Yeah.
Question number one, how did your first couple of games turn out?
We haven't really had any yet, but we'll have some during Christmas break.
Okay, question number two, how does it feel to be on the A team for the first time?
It feels good because I get to play with people that are better than me, and I'm proud.
Question number three, do you think that you are one of the best players?
Definitely not.
Okay, now I'm going to ask Brooklyn a couple questions. Question one, how many games have you won?
Two.
Question two, how many years have you played for the school?
Five.
Question three, do you feel that you can improve to be a better player?
I do.
Question four, do you like to play for the school and why?
I like playing for the school because I play with more of my friends.
Thank you, Brooklyn and Matthew, for being with us today.
Well, that wraps up the whole interview. Thanks for being on our show, guys. We're your hosts, Justin and
Jaden.
Okay. Hello, Ms. Williams. I'm going to be interviewing you on the NaNoWriMo program. Why did you, NDA, choose you to do the NaNoWriMo program?
I actually did it at my last school, and then when I was looking for a new school to join because my commute was really long, I told the school about the program during my interview, and they really liked it, and I got hired.
Did this organization invite you, or did you just find out about it and want your students to do it?
I found out about it at a convention for teachers who teach English and writing and arts and crafts and that kind of thing. So I went to the convention, found out all about NaNoWriMo, and started doing it at my last school.
Which grades are competing?
Right now I'm doing 6th and 7th, and Ms. Hickel's doing it with 8th grade.
What is the largest story you ever had to grade, and who wrote it?
Morgan's story in 6th grade was 123 pages, and it was beautifully written. I barely had to do any kind of grammar editing or story editing. It was fantastic.
What was the smallest story you had to grade?
The smallest was 15 pages. Also very well written.
Was this program around when you were a kid?
No, but I wish it had been. I would have loved to do something like this.
Lastly, what was your favorite story out of all the stories you read?
Ooh, that's a tough one. There are a couple that come to mind. I really like Kira's story. She's a 6th grader, and she wrote a story about a soldier and his dog in Afghanistan, and I just absolutely loved it.
Thank you, Ms. Williams.
Thank you.
That's all for now. Bye.
Hi, I'm Sabina, and today I'm here with
Justina.
Today we will be talking about the commissioners of Notre Dame Academy Elementary School.
As the Commissioner of Religious Affairs, we meet with Sister Delisa every Tuesday to talk about upcoming masses and prayer services. If we have an event coming up, we would have a meeting with the whole committee to talk about possible videos we could show the school, and we would make posters and write the petitions that we would announce to the school about people or certain topics that we should pray for. Since you've heard a little bit about what I do as the Commissioner of Religious Affairs, let's ask some other commissioners about what they do in their committee.
Hello, Sophia.
Hi.
So you're the Commissioner of Girls Athletics. So can you tell us what you have to do in the athletics department?
Well, every morning I announce the girls athletics games and practices. And I also email Ms. Marshall and Ms. Hall about like the schedule. And we have a new idea to create posters that advertise for sports games. So we're working on that right now.
Cool. Are you planning new events and pep rallies for our school?
Actually, We are thinking about doing some pep rallies, and we're still working on it right now.
Thank you. Hey, Dom.
Hey.
What do you have to do in your role of being in the Committee of Boys Athletics?
Being in the Committee of Boys Athletics, I have to help William do the announcements in the morning. I also help advertise school sports.
Thank you.
Adrian.
Hi, Sabina.
Can you give us a summary of what you do, being the Commissioner of School Spirit?
Sure, Justina, I will. Being the Commissioner of School Spirit is such a fun job. I mean, you get to do sidewalk chalk, make posters, announce on the announcements. I mean, what can get better than that? But most of all, the thing about being School Spirit is that you get people hyped. Basically, you just go around spreading cheer, having people enjoy your presence.
Wow, what great spirit you have. Do you have advice for anyone who wants to be in your position in the future?
Justina, I'll answer this as honestly as I can. Okay, to be school spirit, you need to possess these virtues. Number one, you need to be enthusiastic, like I am right now. Number two, you have to be spiritual with God. And God. Number three, you have to draw very well, because being school spirit has a lot to do with art. Okay, Justina, that's it.
Okay, thank you, Adrian.
Hi, Kennedy.
Hi, Sabina.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you do in the School Affairs Committee?
What we do in the School Affairs Committee is that we plan the junior high events.
Is it hard to prepare for all of those events?
Not at all. I have fun planning the parties.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
Since you're the Commissioner of Public Relations, what do you and your committee do to help other people?
Well, we organize school like drives for other organizations, like we did the Halloween candy that we donated to troops overseas.
Wow, that's so thoughtful. Can you give us some of your ideas to help others in the future?
Yeah, we have organizations for each class, and we're hoping to do our class. We're going to go to Nazareth House and help the elderly people there.
Oh, thanks.
These are some of the things that the commissioners at Notre Dame Academy Elementary have to do to keep our school alive and active. Thank you to all the commissioners. And now we're signing off from Sabina and
Justina.
Bye.
This is Brian and
Kennedy,
and we're going to be interviewing eighth graders about responsibilities.
Yeah. Adrian, how's your school family? Trouble? Toughness? Positivity?
Glad you asked, Brian. Overall, my school family wasn't that bad. It was actually quite fun. We didn't have that much trouble. There was this one time my kindergartner wouldn't share the markers, so I said we had a prize for her if she shared them. And so she did share them, and I gave her a piece of air. So, yeah. Toughness? No, I don't think there was anything that tough. Positivity? Oh, my gosh. Positive galore. I'm talking about the kids that usually don't participate in my families actually participated this time. Like, how awesome is that? I just wanted to say that school families this year was a success.
Maddie, are there any privileges that you want this year?
Of course. I mean, that's what being in eighth grade is about. The privileges. I mean, I asked Miss Hobbs if I can wear socks and sandals. She said it's kind of dorky, but I guess that's a no. But I want shoes and socks, you know. That is some good stuff.
Dominic, how's HSPT classes going? Are they preparing you for high school?
HSPT classes are going great. It really is preparing me for high school. It's going to help me do great on the HSPT test so that I'll be able to go to the high school that I want to. I'm currently applying for St. Monica's Catholic High School and Loyola High School. Hopefully I'll get into one of those.
Brian, I have to say,
They gave some great answers. They were very clear about what they said. What do you think?
I agree. And thanks for watching our podcast from Brian and
Kennedy.
How's it going, NDA? This is Leo, and we will be interviewing some people in my class, the 7th grade. Hey, Danny, what did you enjoy most about last year, 6th grade?
What I enjoyed most about 6th grade was, you know, having lockers and new, new teachers and stuff. But, So what I enjoyed most about, you know, was lockers and teachers and stuff, but I really liked science. Science was my favorite subject because we got to blow up volcanoes and stuff. Like, it was like, ah, like, you know, like, yeah. And, you know, so it was amazing, you know. Shout out to Miss Billups, you know. Yeah. And so, yeah, I like the lockers and stuff. Oh, wait, I already said that. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Danny. Okay, now we have Nicholas, who will tell us some things that he is excited for about next year, which happens to be 8th grade.
For 8th grade, the good thing about 8th grade is that we get to be the leader of our school families and learn more complex academics.
Thanks, Nicholas and Danny. And thank you, NDA, for listening to our podcast. Goodbye.
Hello, NDA. This is Stephen Lee and
William Sage.
And this is our segment in the Nightly News podcast. Today, we will be interviewing Miss Billups.
Yep.
Hello, Miss Billups. Are you having a great afternoon?
Yes, I am. Thanks, Stefan.
May I ask you a few questions for the nightly news?
Sure.
If I am right, you used to live in Hawaii, correct?
I did. I grew up there.
Did you teach in Hawaii?
I did teach in Hawaii.
What is the difference of atmosphere in schools at Hawaii compared to California?
Well, schools in Hawaii are definitely more relaxed than here.
Mm-hmm.
I taught in the public school system, so you could wear flip-flops to school. And they didn't wear uniforms, so that was different.
Transitioning into teaching, why did you choose to teach science?
I chose to teach science because in college I majored in biology and I really loved it. And then my last semester I got to teach and I fell in love with teaching, so I kept teaching science.
Okay. What was your favorite subject as a student?
As a student, I really liked science a lot.
Awesome. To my knowledge, you have a baby at home, correct?
I do have a baby at home.
How do you manage your school work with your baby?
It's hard. It's definitely a transition. I have to deal with him first before I can do anything else, like grade your papers.
Do you have any experiences where your baby really interfered with your work?
Interfered with my work? Yeah. He was sick this weekend, so I had to stay home on Monday to take care of him, so I couldn't be here.
And which class do you enjoy teaching the most?
I like teaching 7th grade science the most.
And finally, the question every student wants to hear, which grade is your favorite?
7th grade science, of course.
Yes. Okay.
And thank you, Ms. Billups, for letting us interview and letting us use your time.
Thank you for having me.
Wow, that really was amazing, wasn't it, Will?
Yes, it really was.
I definitely learned a lot about Ms. Billups.
Me too.
Well, this is the end of Stefan.
And Will's
segment of the Nightly News. Bye-bye!
Thanks again, NDA, for listening to this episode of the Nightly News.